might want to use this. Had it made special. Briggs & Stratton, two-stroke, half-inch claw. What do you think?
Wow.
It's really something. You know, Jeff, I've gotten a lot of use out of chainsaws over the years. Killed a lot of zombies. Saved a lot of lives. But at the end of the day, when push comes to shove, they're just too damn heavy. So, thanks just the same, kid. See you out there.
Ugh. Oh, God. Damn it.
Oh. Welcome back, buddy.
Fuck. Ow. Dude, my head is pounding.
Yeah. The more you do it, the better it gets, but yeah, that first time's a fucking... Oh, God.
Yeah. Ugh, I am fucking ripe.
Yep.
Ugh. God, I feel so... Like, I need a shower. But I saw shit. A lot of shit.
I told you. And I told you that will fuck your day up.
Well, the way I smell, I think it fucked more than my day up. Honestly.
You realize it's been an entire week, right?
What? How the fuck can I sleep for an entire week?
Oh, you weren't asleep.
Dude, I shit my pants.
That's true. It might have been a little bit too big of a dose for you. But I told you. You saw different shit. You heard shit differently. Fucking reality is broken, man.
You don't understand. Dogs spoke to me.
Okay? Yeah, that happens. Turns out cats are real assholes.
They talk to me. Yeah, I walked up to a cat, and instead of a cat going like, meow, 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 he's like having a conversation with me and telling me that the truth lies in the Black Hills. I think we have to go to the woods, the Black Hills, the forest, and I don't know if I want to go there.
Okay, this is your first trip, man. This is the first time that you've taken this shit, and you're just now discovering reality is broken, and you're going to listen to a cat of all things. Cats are fucking assholes, they're evil, but...
But they I'll said trust. The secret is there, in the okay, Black so- Hills. And okay, I don't know okay. if I want to go there, because I don't... It's okay. too black.
But he...
It's not funny. I keep... It's just... That's what it is.
I kept seeing woods, too, man. I don't know what it is, so we'll...
It's like pine trees.
Shit. We'll have to take a road trip.
Flashlights, mulch, dirt.
We'll have to take a road trip. Maybe we can get some answers there. But the thing is... We gotta lay low. We can't let that 80s me find us.
Where is 80s? I haven't seen him since that day.
I don't know what he's up to, but if he's here, it's not good. And if we can find some fucking answers, we gotta find some fucking answers.
Well, they're in the woods.
Fuck.
We have to go to the woods.
This just reminds me of something, but whatever, man. Let's just open up the store. What time is it? Shit, we should be closed. Okay, let's close up the store. Fuck, man. And we'll figure this all out.
Anything as long as it's mine. And
To VHS Life.
Dude, right in the fucking red in my ears. Seriously.
Oh, shit. Well, while we're getting ready for our little woods adventure, let's round out this shit. So,
you're really going to make me go to the woods. I can't believe it.
You're the one that had the vision, asshole.
Yeah, but I didn't know you were going to listen. Nobody listens to me. Do you know who I am?
Dude, if you saw the shit I've seen, you would be wanting the answers, too.
I saw shit.
You didn't go to the 80s universe.
I saw
you. You haven't seen it.
Listen to me. I saw you in a bandit car with a mullet with some Aquanet bullshit.
One
That's
evil
you.
Me. And imagine an entire world where it's still the 80s and everyone is evil.
Who says that's a bad thing?
It's coming, and we have to figure out how to stop it.
Why do we want to stop it? We want to go to the 80s.
Shut up. But Tony actually got in on the whole homework bullshit because he fucking heard us talking about Halloween 3 and all that shit. So,
yes.
Maybe because somebody let him know, fucking asshole.
I did, yes.
But he assigned us the homework, so for once we have some different homework. And it is a drama?
Drama.
Yeah. Yes.
Very good.
Me, Earl, and the Dying Girl. Michael J., tell us what you make of this high school coming-of-age story.
You call it a high school coming-of-age story?
I don't know what the fuck to call it.
I call it a brilliant masterpiece, masterful work of filmmaking. That movie was so moving to me. And yes, I saw some of my own life in it. Although I did feel like the one character, I forget his fucking name. Not
Earl?
No, not Earl. I didn't feel like Earl at all.
The main character.
Yeah, I forget his name, though. Was it Scott? No.
I don't know.
I don't remember. I stuck it in my head, but you tripped me out. I forgot. But, you know, I know, like, his whole thing, there was one point where he said, like, that he was looking back on his life and he had all these regrets. And I was like, wow, you know what? I do that with myself, like, almost every other day. So I felt that. And plus, him and Earl got into the whole movie-making thing. And I do feel that his, you know, their attempts were much better than my attempts. But still, I identified with them on that level. And the fact that they had their one film that they were trying to make for, for Rachel, and they couldn't get it done, that makes me, identify with them because my, projects as of late have not been getting done. So I
hit you right in the feels, didn't it?
I cried a multitude of tears while
you
watching.
Cried?
Oh yes. Oh yes.
You cried at the end, didn't you?
Oh, I more than cried at the end. I was gonna periscope what I did at the end. And if I could have seen through the wall of water that was coming from my eyes, I would have periscoped it to the world so everyone could see my reaction to the ending of Me, Earl, and the Dying Girl, because I was lied to. And I don't like being lied to, but I was lied to. And by the time that the ending rolled around, I was like, you motherfucker, I didn't prepare myself for this. I thought things were going to be different. I was ready for things to be different. But what happened? No. Things were the same. Things turned out the way that they turn out in real life, like shit.
All right, so... I also sat down and watched this.
And he was heartless because he hated the film.
I didn't hate it. I was bored by it.
Again, heartless. How can you be bored by such a film?
Nothing happened. Nothing. Nothing. There was...
Did you not see Olivia Cooke? Did you not, find her enjoyable?
Yeah, the acting was fine. I thought the lead
did
character
make you
was somewhat
watch Bates
relatable.
Motel
Greg?
Yet again. Greg, what? That's it. That's his name. You lying piece of shit. I asked you what his name was and you said you don't remember.
I don't think
his
I don't.
Name was Greg, fucker.
Yeah, anyway, what were you saying? What?
No, but did her acting, like, did seeing her again make you want to watch Bates Motel yet all over again?
I only watched like 4 episodes and was so fucking bored I never watched another one.
You have to go back. It's so good.
Dude, I give a TV series 4 episodes. 4 episodes. If in 4 fucking hours you can't hook me...
Okay, well first off...
No good.
First off, it's not 4 fucking hours because of commercials. You're just a shade over 3. So, you need to go back.
If in 3 hours you can't keep my attention...
Doesn't matter. You need to go back.
No. Anyway, I get it. It's a drama about high school and the things that take place and this horrible incident that happened. But even if this is 100% true story, I know it's based on a book. I don't believe it's actually based on a true story. If it was, spice it up a little bit. I mean, put in some character development.
What do you mean put in character development? You had total character development there. You really did. You got inside Greg and Rachel. The only one that you might not have gotten inside much was Earl. And that's because Earl was kind of like a loner on his own path. But yet that still worked on some level. So still, masterful filmmaking.
I get it. And that ending was very good. You could have probably trimmed out a half hour, made it a nice tight 120.
I disagree.
I wasn't blown away. I didn't cry.
Well, that's
I was checking my phone. I was
of course
looking.
You were. You were texting me, idiot.
The entire time. Like, what's going to happen? Is anything going to happen?
I know. I was sitting there eating.
Something's going to happen.
I was sitting there eating my pumpkin pancakes at Perkins, and all of a sudden my phone goes off, and I'm like, what? What the fuck is he texting me for again? Watch the goddamn movie.
It was boring. Nothing happened. Nothing. I mean, seriously, dude. Oh, Greg, go talk to this girl. She's dying. I don't want to, Mom. You have to. But, Mom, do it. And he does it. And then they start hanging out. And she finds out he makes movies. Cool. And then he decides, hey, well, he's no kind of tricked into making a movie by a hot girl for the dying girl. He kind of fucks that up, finally pieces it together, shows it to her, and she dies.
Wait, you gave away the ending, you piece of shit.
It's a shitty movie.
It is not a shitty movie. It is good.
It is a perfectly average movie with an ending that leaves you wondering. There are far better films you can spend 2 hours watching.
I disagree.
Far better.
I disagree. Wholeheartedly. Wholeheartedly do I disagree.
I mean, if I was to put a rating on this, this is average. This is perfectly run-of-the-mill. Yeah, it was shooting for something, but it didn't connect with me on any way, shape, or form. Like I said, I was bored.
You should have watched it with the girlfriend. I think she would have made you appreciate it more so.
No, I would have just been even more so bored because she would yell at me for looking at my phone.
And that's why you should have watched it with her, because I would approve of that.
Then I would have probably just been angry and bored.
Does she really yell at you for looking at your phone during movies?
Well, yeah.
She does?
But
That's awesome.
Honestly, what happened in this to really keep you going? Like, we got to understand the characters and all that, but when I say character development, there's no character arc, really.
What do you mean character arc? There's plenty of arc there.
One dies. One decides he's not going to be one's friend anymore, and one...
No.
Go to college, maybe?
Greg and Earl made amends, so they are friends again. They will be making films at the reception or whatever. No.
You're adding that in. You didn't even hear the dialogue. They went their separate ways.
No. That's what they do, though. They leave things up to interpretation. So if you have a brain in your head, you're allowed to interpret. But no, they allow you to form your own opinion of what's going to happen. And Greg and Earl became best friends again.
I didn't see that, man.
That's because you can't look beyond.
No, that's because I didn't tell the film what it should have done.
Yes, but see, if you do that, it makes for a much better viewing experience.
Oh, yeah, if I make shit up in my head, then yeah. Then it works perfect.
Right, so then that's what you should do.
Oh, yeah, I could make that a much better film in my head, but, you know, I didn't. Honestly, my most enjoyable part was the teacher.
Oh, the history teacher.
Yeah, that was my most enjoyable part. I really liked that character. I thought all that stuff worked. It was just... It's a perfectly fine film. Mm-hmm. It's just, it didn't connect with me. I was bored, man. I get it. I get what it tried to do, but what it kept saying was the cliche. They should have done that. They should have done something just so there was another level to it. Instead of like, oh, if this was a romance, this would happen. But it doesn't. It's like, okay, so... Nothing happens. Got it. So the whole point of this film is we get to watch this kid's senior year as he befriends a dying girl. She dies, and then he maybe goes to college. Maybe. We're not sure what the hell happens.
He goes to college.
And people bitch about the Blair Witch having a shitty ending. Oh my god, he's standing in the corner and the camera just drops. That's so cliche. That's horrible. What happened? You don't know. He sends a letter to fucking college hoping he gets in, and then guess what? It ends. Fuck you, filmmakers.
It's not. First off.
Did Ed Sanchez make this?
The ending of Blair Witch.
Did he write it?
The ending of Blair Witch is not cliche. It's just plain stupid.
Oh, wait. So... So are you calling the ending of this one stupid?
No. The ending of this one is, like, utterly brilliant, but Blair Witch... Blair Witch Project, I mean.
It leaves us hanging as to what happened when there was no build-up really whatsoever. Like, I honestly could not give two fucks if he went to college or not.
See, I disagree with your entire statement there. I think you're greatly overlooking.
I think the impact would have been better.
Yes.
If they decided not to go with an upbeat one and ended it with him in her bedroom, maybe have him looking out the window and just break down crying and then fucking end it there. Boom.
Okay.
Leave me on that at least, so you're just like, oh God, he's devastated.
Okay.
Not, this might be an upbeat ending if, you know, the University of Pittsburgh looks at his letter and is like, oh, he fucked up in school and has a horrible GPA because he was looking after a friend that was dying.
Right.
I can tell you, because I went to that school, they don't give a fuck. He did not get in.
Well, of course, no college gives a fuck. But it's nice to think deep down that they do in the world of alternate reality.
No, Greg works at a gas station and is still trying to make shitty movies, living at home with his parents. Mm-hmm. He's now 25, and Earl is, you know, off at college playing football and banging cheerleaders. They don't talk to each other. They hate each other. And Greg has pretty much forgotten Rachel.
Okay.
He goes home, cries, and jerks off to Emily on Facebook.
Why doesn't he just use one of her pillows? I think that would be, you know, much better. Like, maybe he could use one of her pillows and jerk off into her pillow.
Yeah. If that's what you want, just to make it full circle, that's what happens, Mike.
You know, or we could just end it. This would be the alternate ending that I think you would have a true hard on over. You ready for this one? All right, here's how it ends. They're in the woods trying to look for a magical cure for Rachel's cancer. And they say that she has to go into this house because in the basement of this house, there's this cure. So she runs in front of Greg, and Greg's holding a little camera trying to, like, you know, because they're documenting this whole trip into the woods, into this house for this magical cancer cure. So then they go down to the basement, and then finally Greg gets there and sees Rachel just standing there, staring at the wall with her back to Greg. And then all of a sudden, the camera drops. And it's over. Because the witch...
If there's actual build up and atmosphere and all that up until then, 100% on board.
But like I said, cancer doesn't kill Rachel. The witch.
Yeah, like I said, if there is build up to that and there's atmosphere throughout the rest of the film leading up to that, 100% on board. I would probably enjoy it that much more.
I'm sure you would.
Instead of me just sitting there like, oh, he got high for the first time, or eating ice cream. They're talking in her bedroom again. I'd rather be watching porn right now.
Yeah, I know.
How long is this? Pause it. Holy shit, it's 2 hours long and I've got an hour left? What the fuck?
It was an hour and 45 minutes.
Okay, I paused it halfway through expecting to have like 20 minutes left and was shocked to see I was only halfway through. I then debated about stopping the movie and just saying I didn't finish my homework, but...
Because you can't do it, because it was bad for you.
It was boring!
I think I need the girlfriend's number. I think we have to have a discussion.
Oh my god, dude. Seriously, don't... So Tony gets a point for you, but he does not get a point for me.
I think you should make her... Make the girlfriend watch it and see what she thinks of it.
She might like it. I was bored.
I'd like to hear her take on it. I really would.
But an advantage to me setting through that was I saw a trailer for Paper Towns. And that actually looks really good. I want to see that now. So
that is in stock here.
Yeah, I know. I'm going to have to check that one out. I'll take it home some night.
I'm going to hide it.
Because it is a superior version of the same story?
I disagree.
You haven't seen it yet.
Yeah, I know I haven't
seen it. I know neither one of us has seen it. So.
Right, but I'm going to tell you, it's not Meet Your Own Dying Girl. Paper Towns, here's what I can tell you what it is about, what I've gained from the title. Paper Towns is about a female who finds a male, and instead of mating, they go around from town to town making towns out of paper.
Okay, so here's what it is.
Oh,
it's a story
it
of a boy
okay.
in his senior year of high school. And I figured this out from the trailer because they lay out the general story in trailers.
Right.
Okay, so senior year in high school, he's been pining after this girl forever. Yeah. Okay? Mm-hmm. Finally, one night, they actually converse. Her boyfriend's been cheating on her and she wants his help. He helps her. She disappears the next day. She starts leaving him little hints that he finds to chase her down. And him and his friends then go on this crazy cross-country trip trying to track her down by these hints, and adventure happens. So guess what? They're not just talking in a fucking bedroom or eating ice cream or getting high for the first time. There might actually be character arcs.
Yeah, but there is character arcs in Meet Earl and the Dying Girl, too. You just can't find them because your brain wasn't functioning properly.
Because, okay. So... Here's the character arcs, okay? Rachel dies. Great character arc.
That's not an arc.
I know.
No, because I'll tell you what the arcs are. There are several arcs in the film.
No, shut up. I'm talking about, you can tell me once I'm already told you the correct one.
All right, then go ahead.
Earl sees what is really going on and is finally tired and fed up of Greg's shit, calls him on it, and... the friendship dies because of this. So right there is his character arc, even though it's very small.
But the friendship,
it dies.
Die. It doesn't die.
They don't fucking show you that, Mike. You can't inject your own shit.
Okay,
into it.
Why would they talk? And it was a seemingly engaging conversation they had. So why would they have 15 that?
15 seconds of it.
It was more than 15
Ben, how are
seconds.
You? Okay.
It was more
Sorry
than 15
about the
seconds.
Loss. Me too. This sucks. Yeah, she was cool. All right, later.
No.
Later.
They threw in there, I think we should make another film. Yeah, I think we should too. All right, later. Later.
Yeah. So, and then we have Greg. Greg, who the whole movie is based around.
He did look like you.
Of course.
He looked like 80s you.
No, he didn't. Mm-hmm. He was forced to talk to this girl. Somewhat comes out of his shell, befriends her. All right? Mm-hmm. Starts to learn his true self and how insecure he is. And then maybe goes to college, but doesn't, because we all know colleges won't accept
he
that
does.
Bullshit.
He goes.
Well, we don't know that. We don't know that. We know that no more than in Blair Witch, she just didn't trip, drop the camera, and run off. We don't fucking know that.
He goes because, well, we know that Rachel
You're
paved,
writing your own shit. You're putting
Rachel,
your own shit into this movie.
Rachel paved the way, and that made it work. Did you not read the letter that she wrote to Pittsburgh State? Did you not read that? That was
you
very
to, you
moving
You
want to
know what should
shit.
Have been the closing credits? You know, the after credit scene? Greg shooting himself on her fucking tombstone. I didn't get into college. I wasted my whole fucking year on you. My mom made me do this. Oh, God, I regret everything. Earl hates me. Bam!
You're horrible.
No, what's horrible is all the leukemia jokes I was making on our group page after I had to watch that.
Were you? I didn't see any of those.
Yeah, if you actually look at my post that I was watching that, I made about 5 to 6 leukemia and cancer jokes.
Did it get laughs or did people hate you?
I think people just kind of overlooked it or just ignored the fact that I was making leukemia jokes.
Wow. So nobody really cared.
Yeah, but you know what? There are just some jokes that never get old, like kids that have cancer.
Or that, what's that happened? Or the joke of, the guy who was in, Star Trek Beyond and he, you know.
Too soon. Too soon.
God damn you. I too told soon. You I'm going to make that joke every week and then eventually it's not going to be too
it's,
soon.
It's too soon.
Nope.
He's too dead. Soon, man. That was a real event.
Yeah, but.
And even if Rachel was a real person, if this story really happened, that's still fucking boring as shit. I'm gonna make leukemia jokes.
I tried to think of, like, you know, when the car was rolling back. I was like,
help, and before help, any help, of you help, fucking help, listeners want to give me shit about that, my help, aunt died help, of leukemia. Help. I have that right.
Yeah, you do. And my cousin right now is in remission, so I have that right to enjoy it as well.
Yeah, so, you know, let you know. Anyway, moving past that boar fest, back next week we will be back to assigning ourselves homework and hopefully some fucking entertaining shit, because sorry, Tony, that movie was boring. But
I did rent 31 on video on demand, because I don't know when we're getting our copies here. I didn't watch it yet. No, I was finishing before the show tonight. I had Ghostbusters Animated going up front.
Yeah, I watched some of that too.
Oh, did you? How far did you get?
Only a couple episodes in. I mean, it's I don't really remember it because I was real young when it was on, but I remember religiously watching it, and
of course you did.
It's really hard for me to get into because it is so childish.
Really?
But
I jumped right back into it. Did you not? Don't you like how Slimer's like, nah, and he's like, every time he comes on the screen, I'm like, look at the little Slimer. He's cool.
Let's see. Let's think of something good that I watched. Well, we're discussing probably Blair Witch and the conclusion of our bet next week, so I'll save that. I've already seen 31. I wrote up an entire review on our group page, so
actually,
if you're listening
really
to this...
It's not really an entire review. It's only a few paragraphs that didn't count.
It does count.
Well,
I don't have to write an entire fucking thesis.
It's a mini review, as I call it, or a mini view.
Yeah.
Mini view by John Rhodes. Yeah.
So if you're not part of the group page, join the group page for shit like that. But overall, I will leave you very simply that if you enjoyed Rob Zombie's first two films, House of a Thousand Corpses and Devil's Rejects, you'll probably enjoy this one.
Yeah. By the way, I pulled the Frankenstein Legacy out. And I watched Frankenstein, because I don't know if you noticed, but the other night, I stayed here a few hours late, because I just felt like hanging out, and I watched Frankenstein from the Frankenstein Legacy, and now I cannot find that set. So, what happened to it?
I took it home.
Okay, I'm going to need that back, because that's not the store's copy.
Oh, that's your copy.
Yeah, because, Tony said that I wasn't allowed to order it for the store.
Oh.
So I ordered it for myself.
I'll bring it back.
Damn right you better. I have Bride of Frankenstein I want to watch, and then Son of Frankenstein.
Oh, dude, it looks glorious.
You
glorious.
Wanna, how dare you? You watched it before me. I don't approve.
Look, yeah, I watched it before
I
you.
I don't approve.
I don't care. Looks amazing. I watched Keanu too. Pretty good. Pretty funny. Enjoyed it.
Yeah.
I've been working my way through Amityville.
Yes, I did notice that, and I believe we will be covering that at some point in the future.
Yeah, we might have a plan or two around that.
Possibly.
Yeah, much past that, I haven't really... been watching a whole lot. Had a whole little fucking argument with Pizza Hut tonight, though. Motherfuckers.
Ah, yes, they made you wait outside in the rain.
Yeah, what the fuck kind of... Okay, so I call and make an order with Pizza Hut, okay? So then the fucking delivery guy starts texting me.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be there in 15.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, can you meet me out front? What?
Hold on a second. When the fuck did Pizza Hut start texting?
Well, the delivery guy does, whatever fucking reason.
How does he have your phone number?
Because it's hooked to my account.
Oh.
So I'm kind of confused by that, but I trudge down the three flights of stairs. I'm like, okay. And then he fucks up and tries to deliver to the wrong place. So it takes an additional 20 minutes for me to get my pizza. But since I'm cursing out the fucking teenager, he's like, well, it'll be half price. Is that okay, sir? I was like, yeah. So it's $10.60. Here's $10.
So wait, you cursed him out? Did you tell him to fuck off?
Yeah, I was just like, what the fuck is this shit, man?
Yes, you cursed the pizza delivery person. That's awesome.
Oh yeah, he's like fucking 17 with that 17-year-old. I've got a mustache, even though it's not really a mustache. It's like peach fuzz that I comb every day.
Yeah, it's like a peachy stash.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, here's $10, kid. Get the fuck out of here.
He was like, I didn't get it. Where's my tip?
fucking tip. If I have to walk down 3 flights of my fucking stairs to get my pizza, you're a shitty ass delivery guy.
Where's my tip? Where's my tip?
If you want a motherfucking tip, mm-hmm. you'll trudge your ass up those fucking stairs, knock on my door, and I'm more than happy to give you a fucking $10 tip. I know it's a shitty job, shitty wages. That's fine. I will look out for you.
Wait a second.
If you make me do part of your fucking job, yeah. suck my dick.
Well, since you did say he was a bigger gentleman, maybe he just, you know, didn't want to make the trek all the way up those flights of stairs because, you know, it would require exertion of energy on his part.
But, yeah, that's the fucking job.
Yeah.
All right.
You know what I love? I'm here at the store working, and you decide to, before you come in here to record, order pizza when you know that I've been here all day. And instead of bringing me pizza.
Oh, no, it's sitting at home on my counter.
That's a great
place.
I'll
finish it when I go home.
And what kind of pizza did you get again?
Meat Lovers.
You motherfucker.
Oh, yeah.
I'm coming home.
Oh, we can watch Amityville 3D. I only have one pair of 3D glasses currently, but you can watch the blurry version.
Well, it's not the new 3D. I don't think it's blurred if you don't have the glasses on, is it?
Oh, it is. It is.
Oh, did you like attempt it?
Yeah, it's all like blurry and shit. It just looks like it's out of focus.
Hmm.
So if you're wonky eyes, it'll probably be fine. It's cool, man.
Yeah,
no big
probably.
Deal.
Yeah, we're going to do that.
All right, fair. You'll have to fight the puppy for the sausage and stuff, though, but, you know, whatever.
I thought you just had cats. You got a puppy now, too?
I've had fucking my dog.
When did you... Wait, I didn't think you had the dog. I thought you only had the cats.
No, the girlfriend has the cats. I have my dog. Did you forget about my fucking dog?
Oh, shit. That's right. Now I remember the dog. How do the dog and the cats get along?
Oh, they're fine. They're the same size, so.
Do they?
Well, actually, the cats are a little bit bigger.
So, does the dog like to jump in the bed and sleep with you at night still?
Oh, hell yeah. The cats aren't allowed, though.
Oh, the cats aren't, but the dog is?
Fuck yeah, the dog is, and she sleeps under the covers, too.
And the girl doesn't like that, does she? She's all like,
nope.
Get your dog away from me.
Nope, she sleeps on my side of the bed.
Oh. She protects you.
Mm hmm. Just like Donald used to protect you from the shape.
Yeah.
That nameless, faceless evil that lurked.
Well, those...
Emotionless face just fading out of the shadows, coming for you.
Well, those...
In the middle of the night, while you slept, to slit your throat from ear to fucking ear with his big ass.
That was...
Alright, so anyway.
Now I'm not going to be able to sleep tonight, thank you very much, but... I'll sleep in the bed with you guys. I'll sleep in between you.
You're not staying here.
We'll make a Michael J. sandwich.
You are not staying at my house.
We'll make a Michael J. sandwich.
I don't think anyone ever wants that.
She'll be the bread, you'll be the bread, I'll be the Michael J. in the middle.
And on that incredibly disturbing note, we're going to take a break because I need to take a fucking shower after that. Thank you.
And now it's time for a Press Play Video voicemail.
Hello? Is this thing working? I hate this goddamn thing. Anyway, this is William James calling. I was listening to your podcast thing there on the interwebs. And, basically, I got it because there's a pretty lady on it. And you guys are talking about porno and that kind of stuff. And, well, man, I love me some fucking porno. I ain't gonna lie about that, not one bit. Anyway, I just was giving you a little ring-a-ding there to call and say that I used to rent porn VHS tapes all the time. And I know what you guys are saying about sometimes you gotta clean it up afterwards and everything. Because, you know, sometimes I get all spunkety and spunk in my hand and just be like, oh, I'm done with this. It's been 10 minutes into the film and I've already beat my meat 3 fucking times. God, I'm sore and raw. And I just pop that tape out and slide it right back into the case. And I got shit all over my fucking hand. And I ain't got time to clean that up. Not every goddamn day. God. So, you know, that I just returned back to the store. And then, you know, sorry, there's some cum on it. You know, that happens. You know, Bertha's usually behind the counter. And Bertha'd be like, oh, Billy Jim, that ain't no big deal. We still on for Friday night. And I'd be like, bitch, we still on for Friday night if you making that barbecue. But anyway, this is William James, and I was just saying that I liked that show. I thought it was pretty good. You guys were funny. And, well, I'm going to be checking out the rest of this shit. But I don't know about that that one guy. He's a little weird, but that Michael J., I liked him on that bone thing and some other shit he did. I think that was him. I don't know. I always find fat retards funny, but you guys have a good day. I'll holler back at you later. All right. Billy Jim out.
Hi, guys. This is Earl. You know me, your friend. I'm calling because you guys was talking about how film or movies and stuff like that changed on the last one. And I gotta say, you know, I'm not the brightest crayon in the sugar box, but some of your stuff went over my head. I mean, I was following you guys with the past and all that, but I don't know. I just can't imagine putting a pair of glasses on my head at any point in the future. And being in this virtual 3-day movie, I don't know. It might be. It could be, but I don't know, man. I still buy DVDs. I'm not going to lie about that. I mean, those Blu-rays are nice, but they're expensive. I don't know. Maybe I'll make the iTunes move. You guys seem pretty convinced that that's where the future is. I don't know. I'm still a little broken up about G-Liners. Good luck. I can stay focused. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, guys. It was a good show. Sounded a little funny. Maybe that's because of the drugs he's doing. I don't know. But that other guy wasn't very good. He talked a lot. But, all right. Love you guys. Bye.
Yeah. Ugh.
All right. And that is the sound of John beating something.
Whew. Sorry, I need to release a little bit of stress after that.
You know, I...
Whew.
We should start doing this where you're at home and I'm here. Because that's just disturbing, honestly.
Like, you've never jerked off at work.
I've done it before a few times, but...
Exactly.
I've never done it when anybody's around.
It's fine. As long as I turn my back to you and we're not making eye contact,
yeah.
I can rub out a nice quick one. It's no big deal.
Yeah. I wonder what the consistency of that is.
Nah. you're more than welcome to expect the Kleenexes, man. But past that, all right. So since Mike was unprepared and kind of a slack ass, we had to push this week's subject to next week.
Yes.
Asshole. So we randomly put it out there to the group, hey, what should we discuss? And lo and behold, we are discussing the Amish Bigfoot War of 1981.
The what?
The Amish Bigfoot War of 1981. Here in Pennsylvania, you see the Amish and the Bigfoot had a war.
That's what we're doing?
Oh, shit. No. Oh, I'm sorry, man. No, that one lost.
Yeah, we'll have to. Yeah, well, because I want to get a Bigfoot expert for that.
Yeah, we'll do
because
that.
Because I want to debunk all their Bigfoot theories.
So, for those of you that actually voted for the Amish Bigfoot War of 1981, A, it's not a joke. B, it supposedly really happened. And C, we're actually going to do that as a show. And we're going to try and bring on a quote unquote Bigfoot expert, which I want doctor in front of that guy's name.
Yes.
Or at least to work for National Geographic, something prestigious. And, yeah, we're going to do Bigfoot.
Okay, I got it. A, it is a joke. B, Bigfoot anything is a joke. And C, if you follow Bigfoot, you've got a problem. That's what I'm saying.
That's what you're saying?
Yeah.
Okay, well, we're going to get into some of that shit at some point, but right now, we're not. Right now, you guys have voted for our friends on Facebook, which is at VHS Life Podcast. It's a group. Join it. Voted for originals. Yep.
Yeah.
Voted for originals versus ripoffs.
And so, they voted for that burp.
It's a pretty good burp.
Yeah.
So, we are now discussing that. So, when we're saying that, probably some of you don't know what the fuck I'm talking about, and some of you do. So, perfect example.
I don't know what you're talking about.
In 1977, a franchise was born. And it was Eastbound and Down. It was loaded up, and it was trucking.
We're going to do what they say can't be done?
Yes, sir.
Got a long way to go.
Motherfucking Smokey and the Bandit.
In a short time to get.
All right. And it was a huge fucking deal. Trans Am sales skyrocketed. Burt Reynolds became a household name again and a sex symbol. Yeah, gotta love the 70s.
I wanted a Burt Reynolds stash.
I wanted a fucking Trans Am.
So, you should get a Trans Am.
Well, apparently, 80s me has one, asshole.
Well, anyway. Yeah, but present day you should have one. Why don't you steal it from the 80s, you?
Oh, dude, that would be badass.
You should steal it. You know what? I want to see you go against your doppelganger from the 80s and beat the fuck out of him and steal his car.
I could beat him in a race.
It'd be because like some double impact shit.
If that thing's stock, my Dodge Charger would smoke it. Anyway, so this thing had a huge impact. And then in 1979, a TV series came out.
Yeah.
Now, let's think about this. Smokey and the Bandit. Whole premise was that they would drive across states, right, get Coors beer, and drive back.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, basically bootlegging, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because it was illegal back then. The TV series was based on two brothers speeding around in a Dodge Charger, hauling moonshine.
Right.
Basically bootlegging.
Mm-hmm.
That's a little strange.
Wait, well, hold on a second. Did you say that they did bootlegging?
Yeah.
In Dukes of Hazzard?
Yeah, that later got dropped because, as it turns out, that's not quite ABC family friendly.
Yeah, I thought they were just about them, like, going after people and shit. I never got the bootlegging angle.
Yeah, in the first, at least first season, Well, they are notorious with the law because they are bootleggers, or were bootleggers.
Right.
And that's why they have the General Lee. The General Lee was a souped-up stock car that they bootlegged in, that they ran from the law with the moonshine. And if you actually remember the credits, there's moonshine, or at least there was.
In Dukes of Hazzard? Wow, now you're making me want to go back and watch it again.
So, yeah, that's a perfect example right there where there was an original and there was a ripoff. I mean, this has been going on for a long fucking time in Hollywood, but that's the best example that I can really throw out that most people know what it is. I mean, even when it comes down to the Confederate flag, because Smokey and the Bandit had the Georgia flag, correct?
I don't remember. I just remember a black car.
Which had the Confederate flag on it, and then Dukes of Hazzard painted it on the roof. So, although I highly enjoy both, you can't beat Smokey and the fucking Bandit.
Of course you can't, because you never wanted a General Lee.
Actually, I'd still kind of want a General Lee.
Well, let's go down south.
But, well, let me toss out an older example. Now, a German expressionist filmmaker couldn't get the rights. Older. Couldn't get the rights to a novel. So he changed the character names in some of the story, and he made Nosferatu. He was sued, and all the copies were supposed to be burned, but they weren't. So we still have it. But later the rights were straightened out, and we got the Universal Dracula. Now, this gets a little murky because of the source material, but still, there is an original, and there is, can't really say a ripoff, but a follow-up.
Right.
And stuff like this happens all the time. And I'm going to allow Mike to take the floor here and really run with this in a second, but let's even think of something that spans bigger. Okay, so Charles Bronson, Death Wish.
Yeah.
We all know this, right? Infamous rape scene, him walking around with the big-ass gun shooting punks. Well, not necessarily punks, but, you know, street criminals. Okay, okay. Pretty good story. How many of you actually know that James Wan made a film called Death Sentence starring Kevin Bacon that was about a businessman whose family was raped and murdered?
Yeah.
And then he hunts down and starts killing the street criminals that did this. Sound familiar?
It does. But did his daughter got raped?
I know I'm pretty sure his wife did, daughter, I'm not sure about. I haven't seen that in a couple of years, but it's a really good movie, actually. If you guys haven't seen it, fucking fantastic action movie.
What do you like better, though, Death Sentence or Death Wish?
Death Sentence.
You're on drugs.
You're on drugs.
Dude, nobody beats Bronson, and if you think anybody beats Bronson, you, my friend, have problems.
Well, here's the thing. Charles Bronson always kind of came off as a badass, right?
Hey, Pelly.
So, Kevin Bacon, to me, really sells the kind of falling into this and the huge leaps his character makes. That is really the selling point on that one, compared to Charles Bronson's just kind of violent, not really violence, but just kind of like Charles Bronson kicking into his kickassery.
Right. Well, no, but he
this one really sells the evolution of that character from a mild-mannered, even skittish businessman to a guy that blatantly goes out and takes out people.
Yeah, but so does Death Wish. I mean, look at, you have him, he's like a mild-mannered architect, and then his wife and daughter, his wife being attacked and murdered, and the daughter being raped, and then it just, like, turns this whole world upside down. That's the original. And then if you have the second one, he's, you know, he moved to Los Angeles, and his daughter's in an institution, or in a, not in, in like a hospital, you know, because she never really fully dealt with the whole rape thing. So then you have these thugs break into his house and rape his maid. And they end up killing the maid.
Wow, that's so unoriginal. This should have never made that. Fuck that
you
movie.
You saw Spanish Bush in Death Wish 2. Because Shout Factory just put out the director's cut, which apparently Charles Bronson did not like that cut because apparently too violent. He did not approve of the footage in that cut or whatnot.
Yeah, well, fuck him.
Of course you would say that. That's you.
But, no, I enjoy just that story. I'll have to go back and watch Death Wish. It's been a long time since I've really seen those. But in my opinion, I really enjoy Death Sentence.
Oh, you're going to go back and fucking watch them. Because we're going to do a Death Wish retrospective, bitch.
No, we're not.
Oh, we are.
No.
Paul Kersey coming back.
No. No, not interested. Fuck that. Mm-hmm. Sorry. Mm-hmm. As it turns out, Michael J. will be doing a solo show.
That's not going to go over too well with the listeners.
Michael J. loves Charles Bronson. Mm-hmm. Stay tuned for more.
Yes. Actually,
there's just
I
a
should...
whole lot of Charles Bronson. Oh God. Oh yeah, Charles. Oh,
and then
oh, it's for jerking and... off, ain't it? Yeah,
oh, I was
Charles.
Gonna
yeah,
say
it
that.
Yeah, it is.
Gonna...
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is. Yeah. Oh.
Oh, oh. That's a pop shot.
All right. So start schooling us, Michael. We know you want to.
In what respect?
About different ones.
Okay.
Because you were popping off to me about just listing them off, like Texas Chainsaw Massacre and Pieces. Because chainsaw massacres don't just happen in Texas. I mean, come on. You're fucking calling it out even in your fucking tagline.
Well, you know what else there is? I mean, that was based on the whole Ed Gein bullshit, and I wouldn't even say that.
Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Yeah, but you can also say that that's also a ripoff of Psycho. Because
Psycho is so far removed from Ed Gein, though.
Yeah, but they're still okay. All right, I got one for you. How about Deranged from 73? That came out before Texas Chainsaw. And that starred Roberts Blossom, the old man neighbor from Home Alone, was the title character. And if you remember, Roberts Blossom also played the guy who sold Arnie Christine and Christine.
Good call.
I'm sure you didn't remember that, though.
I actually didn't catch that until you just said it. All right. Well, I got one for you.
Uh-huh. What do you got?
All right. Steven Spielberg presents Gremlins.
Okay, what do you think Gremlins ripped off of?
Gremlins didn't. Critters, however.
I disagree.
You disagree.
I disagree, and I'll tell you why. Because there was no Gizmo critter. Those critters were a bunch of fucking spikes. Or
right,
stripes, or whatever the fuck they're called.
You can clearly see the influence there.
No. No. Because
you're going to fucking sit there and tell me that Critters is not influenced by Gremlins
at all.
Of
course it's not. Because Gremlins are small, fuzzy, nice, cute little creatures unless you feed them after midnight. And Critters are fucking round, furry balls that shoot off poisonous spikes that fucking poison you or knock you out or whatever. Then they fucking bite you like... Rah, rah. They'll bite your fucking face off. A gremlin wouldn't do that. Gremlin will just sit in a fucking movie theater watching Snow White and eating popcorn.
That's not
a threat. fucking krites are the real threat here.
I like how you call them krites, too.
They're fucking krites, bitch.
I don't know why, but I do enjoy that first movie quite a bit.
Kill krites. I always wanted to be Ugg because I wanted my face to form into different things because I never liked my face. So I always wanted to be different people, and I was like,
So basically, you wanted to be Mystique.
Yeah. Oh, is that an X-Men reference?
Yep.
Oh, I'm glad I got that. Okay, good. I don't know good what job, that means, buddy. But okay. I have no idea what it means, but okay.
Which, by the way, did you realize that the voice actor and me, Earl, and the Dying Girl was really Hugh Jackman?
Yeah.
I'm fucking shocked they actually got Hugh Jackman to do the voice of Hugh Jackman.
What else is Hugh Jackman doing? What else is he doing? Nothing.
Wolverine?
Yeah, that was about 10 years ago, maybe.
Now. He's done a lot of them, but...
Yeah, but that's... it's been a while, so he can afford
it. No. He was in the latest X-Men movie. Yeah.
Well, you know what? You know why he got it? Because the director was like, you know what? I made this movie. Oh, okay, let me know. Oh, it's such an amazing story. I'll do your voiceover for you for no money whatsoever. You just...
Yeah.
Let me know.
Whatever, man.
He phoned
Not
it
getting
in.
Into that. Oh, of course he fucking phoned it in.
Yeah.
They probably hit him up on Skype and he's like, all right, crikey, how much fucking money are you paying me? All right, give me the fucking lines, email it over. No, we're doing this one fucking take, all right?
Yeah, see?
Listen, record right now, you fucking bloody assholes.
But he did it, and he did it good, and it was believable.
I didn't actually think it was him. I thought it was a shitty voice actor, and then I actually looked it up while I was watching the movie. Because it had me so engrossed that I was actually debating as to if that was really Hugh Jackman or not.
You're like, God damn, the one element in this movie that actually has me somewhat interested.
I was just like, there's no way. And then I'm just like, well, I'm bored. I'm going to look.
You know, I think, like, the next time you watch a movie... We should just hide your phone.
Oh, no, if the movie's good, I'll never look at it. Like, Amityville 2, yeah. Barely even ever looked at it. Like, I got a text message and I would respond, but that's it.
And you didn't look at it? You wouldn't go to Facebook and start trolling the group page?
Nope, nothing like that.
You wouldn't, like, try to reach out to Ed Sanchez and be like, Ed, I just wanted to tell you, I watched, Blair Witch, and while I enjoyed the new incantation of it, or incarceration, whatever the fuck they call it, iteration of it, whatever the fuck it is, I'd much rather see, you know, where you wanted to take the story.
Different show, buddy. Different show.
I'm just saying, like, you would be, you know, hitting him up. That's why he changed his email address, John, to get away from you.
Anyway.
Yes.
I still have Ted Raimi's fucking phone number, though.
Oh. Isn't that good for you?
It is, man. You want to call him sometime?
Yeah, why not? Let's call him now.
We'll just start pranking him.
Yeah. And I'll be like, you know what we'll do? We'll call him and be like, I swear your soul. I'll do it.
Hey, how'd you guys get this fucking number?
I'd be like, Dead by Dawn, ha ha ha, Dead by Dawn. I'll do it.
Alright, continue. We're getting off topic here, man.
I know, but it's fun.
We're getting sidetracked.
I enjoy it. So, I'm trying to think of other things that were ripped off. Let's see. I don't believe Short Circuit ripped off of anything. I think that was brilliant. Wally destroyed Short Circuit.
Because all right, so Ted Raimi's number is 310.
Yes.
3, I'm not actually giving you his fucking number.
Okay.
No, this is on the fucking show, man. There's no way I'm giving the public his number. I'll text it
to
you so you can save it in your fucking phone. Yeah, but here, just look, see?
Okay.
I still have it.
Wow. That's brilliant.
I'm not fucking getting rid of that shit.
I want to call him.
Later. Keep talking. Rip-offs. Come on.
I don't know. I think calling him would be more exciting and enjoying for the listeners than talking about rip-offs anymore.
I do not want to upset Ted. You upset one Raimi, and you got them all after you, man.
Well, what the fuck are the Raimis doing anyway these days? Nothing.
Running a production company, making amazing films and TV series.
I still have to finish the first season of Ash vs. Evil Dead, but I'm going to wait and get the Blu-ray set, I think.
You haven't got that yet?
Nah, I didn't get it yet. I gotta get it.
What the fuck?
Yeah, I know. I'm slacking.
You're a fucking idiot.
You don't have it yet, so.
Yes, I do.
Oh, you do? When'd you get it?
The day it came out?
Yeah, but it's not the Steelbook. I thought you were waiting for the Steelbook.
Well, I couldn't get that.
So you just got that.
Yeah.
Did you watch it yet?
Yeah.
The whole thing?
Not all of it. I haven't finished it yet, no.
How far are you into it?
I'm halfway through it.
Did you watch it by yourself or with the girlfriend?
I make her watch it.
Is she like... she doesn't enjoy it, though, does she?
Some of it. I think she was a little off-put by Ash fucking the girl in the first episode.
Yeah, that probably would throw her off a little bit.
But she does appreciate the humor. Like the whole montage of Ash getting ready to go out to the bar. Mm-hmm. Or his little quips about, oh, my heart's jackhammering like a quarterback on prom night.
So did you watch like the first 5 episodes like in a row with her, basically?
Not in a row, per se.
I was going to say, because then now you're waiting.
Maybe like we'd get home from work and I'd force her to watch an episode every night.
Oh, I see. Is that what you're going to do this evening, too?
Maybe.
See, because I'm about 5 episodes in right now, but I'm going to just wait. Because I still have episodes 6 through 10 left on the DVR, but I think I'm just going to wait and get the Blu-ray set and finish it off.
I think. God, it's so good.
Have you listened to the commentaries on each episode?
Not yet, no. I'm going to fucking power through that on one of the days she's at work and I'm off.
Oh, I see. Oh, because she wouldn't appreciate that, I'm sure.
No.
Does she actually like Bruce Campbell or not really? Honestly.
I don't know.
So you think she hates Bruce Campbell, but she tolerates him because of you?
I don't think she hates him. I just don't think she understands.
She hates him.
How majestic he is.
She definitely hates him.
I mean, come on.
Without a doubt, she hates him. For people that are new to the whole Rhodes-Michael J. Dynamic, Rhodes here enjoys Bruce Campbell to an insane degree.
I have a Bruce Campbell tattoo.
Yeah.
Or two.
A belly rocker, I think.
What would Bruce Campbell do?
Yeah, unfortunately. Because if Bruce Campbell was in charge, this whole world would go to hell.
Are you kidding me? If that was your third option for president right now, you're telling me you wouldn't vote Bruce Campbell?
Oh, at this point, yeah, I would.
Of course you fucking would.
Of course I would. At this point, I definitely would. But I don't know.
Bruce Campbell's the fucking man.
I still think if he and Donald were in a fight, I think Donald could destroy him.
With what? His walker? His whiskey breath?
His trench coat.
Yeah.
It's all in the coat. That's right.
Donald was an old, prissy, drunk British man. He could never stand up to Bruce Campbell.
Oh, he totally could.
Not even acting-wise.
Oh, he totally could. I would like to see Ash play Loomis versus Donald playing Loomis.
I would like to see Donald Pleasance in Tornado.
Okay. That would be incredible.
Did he ever have the cult appeal that they made a movie called My Name is Donald?
I would love to make that movie. I think I'm going to make that movie now that you talk about it. Or I should make a movie called Donald Pleasance Dies at the End.
I would actually watch that. It'd have a happy ending.
Be a lot better than that John Dies at the End bullshit.
That movie's fucking fantastic.
No, it's not.
Oh my god, so good.
It's in your head. It's not good.
I fucking love that movie. No. I do. I fucking love it.
No.
It's hysterical. Mm-mm. So fucking funny.
No.
And there is no ripoff of that whatsoever, because that is just so fucking insane. Insane. So good.
Yeah, they couldn't rip that off because they realized that if they did, it would fail so bad and they'd lose so much money on it that you wouldn't even believe it.
All right, so getting back to the subject at hand.
I don't know. I think this is a much funner subject.
Well, let's look, because not only do we have what's out in the limelight, then we have, like, oh, God, we have Full Moon Studios that made a bunch of shitty movies that were rip-off.
Next,
and then
she'll say Munchies is a rip-off, or Munchie is a rip-off of, shit. I don't know.
Of shit? Yeah, you're probably right there. And then we have The Asylum, which literally exists to produce rip-off films of much lower quality. Transformers is coming out. Guess what? We're going to make a movie called Transmorphers. Mm. I mean, come on, man. That's that. Not only do we have that,
I want to,
but then you have the much. Oh god. Mm. And then we have the much more enjoyable porn parodies. Yeah. Now, how can you go wrong with Edward Penis Hands?
How about Transporn? I think we have that back behind the curtain.
Now, when we're talking this subject, though,
this ain't Halloween. Really?
What?
This ain't Halloween or Friday the 13th, XXX, or
Evil Head.
Do they really have an Evil Head?
Oh yeah, dude. There's a movie called Evil Head.
How's the
It's the porn ripoff of Evil Dead.
How's the Ash, and how's the porn equivalent Ash in there?
His chin isn't as big as it should be.
Did you ever feel like contacting the company and being like, you know what they say?
Burning Angel. I love your porn parodies of horror films deeply. However, I must say that if you're ever making Evil Head Come by Dawn, may I suggest that I play the role of Ash.
You're like, I manscape, and you know what they say. Big chin, big dick.
Absolutely.
And I'll even...
I've heard Bruce Campbell can kill small woodland creatures with his dick.
I'm sure he probably has.
It's like a fucking third leg, and he just uses it like a golf club, just fucking crushes their little skulls in.
Oh, it's like Happy Gilmore.
But with his cock.
Yeah.
His giant, groovy cock.
Yeah. Cockball.
Okay, well, let's just put it out there. Bruce Campbell is God. He's the greatest actor of his generation, period, the end. He can do no wrong. And even in this subject matter, when we're talking originals versus ripoffs, let's face facts. He's been part of some of them. There's been Twister and Tornado. But because Bruce Campbell is in fucking Tornado, far outshines Twister in any way, shape, or form. I mean, come on. It might be almost the exact same film, just on a much lower budget. What is your problem? Fucking focus, Mike.
You're all of a sudden, you're like, okay, I'm just going to put it out there. Bruce Campbell is God.
He is. They always say, what if Jesus was one of us? Well, if Jesus was one of us, he lives in Oregon. He makes horror films for a living.
Oh, fuck.
And he is saving us through his entertainment.
Oh, God.
That's too good. Oh, fuck, I'm lightheaded now.
And like I was saying, because Bruce Campbell was in Tornado, it is a far superior film.
Oh, yeah.
Bill Pullman cannot hold a candle to the almighty Bruce
Campbell. All right, but can the almighty Bruce Campbell play the president the way that Bill Pullman did in Independence Day?
Ooh. I'd be willing to bet yes.
I'd be willing to bet no.
Although that was a really good performance.
Yes, because Bruce cannot beat that.
Even in Independence Day 2, I like the tragic turn that role took. You can't say yes, you haven't even fucking seen it.
I haven't seen it yet, but I will, because it comes out October 18th.
Because you didn't support it and go to the fucking theater. False fan.
First of all, I saw the original in the theater, and you probably didn't even do that.
I did, actually.
How old were you?
Middle school. I don't fucking remember what year to come out.
96.
I would have been in 96, I think. Fifth grade, maybe?
Are you serious? No. Dude, you know where I was in 96?
High school?
I was fucking...
Not getting laid.
I was a sophomore in high school.
Yeah. Still daydreaming about what pussy looked like.
Yeah, I hadn't seen it at that point yet.
Yeah.
When I did see it, wow, I thought it'd be so much better. But then it got better as time went on.
No, your standards just got lower.
Well, no, it did actually get better.
Well, yeah, probably the first girl put out to you. Whew, man. And it was probably even a pity fuck at that.
Probably. Yeah, I could say that. Probably, yeah. We'll take that.
But Bruce Campbell has played Santa Claus. So there is that.
When the fuck did he play Santa Claus?
On the Librarians TV show.
I started watching that. Because I liked the movies, kind of. But I never, stuck with it. I watched an episode.
Yeah, I'd never seen it.
Yeah. I'm surprised you don't go back and watch that episode, because Bruce was in it.
I would if I could.
Oh, I'm sure you could. If you really wanted to find it, you could seek it out. You just don't care enough about Bruce because you're not a fan, and that's where that is.
No, I am a fan. I'm just not obsessed like you are with Donald Pleasance by celebrating his birthday and blowing out a candle and all that deal.
Speaking of that, we are coming upon his birthday soon.
Yeah, we're not doing anything for it.
Oh, we're totally doing something for it. I want to get his daughter on and talk to his daughter.
That's just creepy.
I want to be.
I will make you cry.
You know what I would. I would ask her to be like. Be like, so Angela, have a.
That's creepy that you know his daughter's name.
Well, he has Angela Pleasance, Polly Pleasance. Let me see. I think he has three daughters, and I can't remember the last one. But I know Angela and Polly do act. I believe.
That's fucking creepy, dude.
Let's see.
You're, stalking him, even though he's dead.
I just, that's the internet for you.
You could probably even tell me where he's buried.
Looking
it up.
He's not buried, but his ashes were scattered in St. Paul in France or something like that.
Fucking weird that you have that memorized.
I think it's on a beach, and I want to go to that beach.
I was going to say, you probably already looked up flights and everything to go there.
If I had the availability and the finances to do so, I would totally be there in a second. And I don't like to travel.
I call that bullshit, because you have the availability and the means to go to Syracuse, New York, where they are having a 35mm fest of Halloween up until, Halloween 5?
Correct.
All in the original 35mm prints?
Correct.
With Tom Atkins and...
Oh, I've interviewed him before. It's fine.
Someone else being there.
Stacey.
And
Melvin.
You... Yeah, Yeah. And you are flat out choosing that, oh, man, it's not that big of a deal.
Well...
Because you are not a Donald Pleasance fan.
I'm a bigger Donald Pleasance fan than you are a Bruce Campbell fan any day of the week.
Well, that's true, because I don't fucking stalk Bruce.
You should. If I get, you know... You know, I've emailed with him personally back and forth.
Yeah.
How does that feel? You would love to be able to do that, wouldn't you? You know, all you got to do is go to his website, and the email does go directly to him.
I'm okay, man. I don't need to talk to him.
You don't want to email him and be like, oh my god, you are the epitome of my life.
He's not the epitome of my life.
Yes.
He's an idol, but...
You mold your entire life after him. Why else would you have the belly rocker?
Because sometimes you just have to ask yourself, what would Bruce Campbell do?
And you ask yourself that question every single day.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do. Without a doubt. Without a doubt.
Sometimes I dream about killing all my friends in a cabin with a chainsaw, but, you know.
Oh.
I think everyone does that.
A chainsaw?
Yeah. Oh. You don't ever dream about killing all your friends in a cabin with a chainsaw?
I can't say that I ever have, but I have dreamed about getting a trench coat and walking around. And
like, oh God, I know you dream about walking.
And well, of course I do. And I want to go around and be like, the evil is gone, the evil is gone from here, the evil is gone, the evil is gone. Or.
So I'd be seeing you at my second job at the state institution.
Or, you don't know what death is. Or I watched him. Or no. I spent 4 hours a day. 4 hours a day with that boy. Every day. For 6 months. I'll do it. Don't doubt me, I'll do it. I'll get a trench coat on. I will fucking grow a goatee again. And I will come up to your fucking hospital. And I will have a dialogue with you. Like I am trying to talk to the fucking board of directors at that hospital to get Michael Myers remanded to a maximum security facility.
I could point you right to the direction to the people in charge.
Yes.
And you could go have that conversation with them.
I would totally do that.
That boy cannot be set free.
No, I'd be like,
I tell you, I sat for 4 hours with him. 4 hours a day.
4 hours a day with that boy. Every day. For 6 months.
And then you'll probably end up committed there. Because they're just, who the fuck are you?
I'll be like, this catatoniarism is a conscious act. Please. I am begging you to reconsider your decision.
Yeah, that's horrible, Mike.
Michael Myers is the most dangerous person I have ever observed.
Horrible, Mike. Horrible.
I'll be like, what do we give him when we take him in front of the judge? Thorazine. He'll barely be able to stand up. That's the idea.
It's better if you take Thorazine and Haldol and you mix it together in a needle. And then you inject them with it?
Yeah.
Yeah, that works better. Yeah. That's what they should have given Michael Myers. Mm. That's called snowing them. And then they drool for 3 days and then come to.
Oh.
That's illegal in a lot of states nowadays.
Is it illegal here?
In Pennsylvania? Yes, but there is... I'm going to stop talking now.
You'll do that to me, won't you?
No, but I can tell you about that later. So anyway,
now I'm in a Donald mindset. Oh my god, I have to now. I'm gonna have to like it's he's in my head.
Like okay, before we end this, I want you to think of Part 4. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So we're introduced to Michael Myers once again, still alive.
Yes.
burned to a fucking crisp, all bandaged up.
Yeah, fuck that. That's scary.
All right. Mm-hmm. And he comes to.
Yeah.
Fucking butchering everybody.
Yeah.
Still bandaged up.
Mm-hmm.
And then a white knight comes. A man that's already sacrificed so much of himself.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Mr. Donald Pleasance comes back on screen.
Genius.
And we all know that he's not in the best health right now. But he... God damn it, Mike. But he comes back. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he's upset and he's afraid, but he still goes ahead because he knows somewhere out there there's a little boy named Michael J.
Mm-hmm.
And he knows that the shape's coming for him. And the shape's going to scare him. And Michael's going to do everything he can to kill that little boy. So Donald will stop at nothing to help save that little boy.
Mm-hmm.
Donald literally gets blown up in a hospital, is scarred up, comes back, gets chased down, thrown out a window, a gas station explodes, and you know what? He doesn't stop. He hitchhikes down the road to save that little boy. Because he knows that the face of pure evil is coming for that little boy. And somebody out there, somebody cares. And you know, Donald Pleasance cares deep down. And that's why you shouldn't talk to his daughter, because I will make you fall like a little bitch. But we're going to wrap this segment up, Mike Pauling, which is what you're hearing. He's trying to talk, but he can't get right. There's tears streaming down his face, and he's kind of breathing heavy and almost hyperventilating. And he's not laughing. He's not laughing at all. You can hear it in the vocal cords, kind of. That's pathetic. All right, so sorry for this being a little sporadic. It is Michael J's fault, but we will be back next week-ish. We'll be back at some point covering the days.
Next week sounds about right.
So, till then, later, fuckers!
Fucker.
Donald.
Fucker. Oh, you're fucking mean. My eyes are, like, glazed over, asshole. Ugh.
All she gonna do is twerk.
Hit the club, tell him.
They try to beat you down, they put you off the ground, they leave you lying there, they're broken down and make a sound. Don't you notice them, they check your life again, make you beg for mercy, still nobody notice them. Just when you think it's all over, no hope in life, so what you gonna do? Every shot flies from exposure. So what? What have you got to lose?
We got nothing to lose, so baby, baby, let's go for it.
Come on, let's go for it.
We got nothing to lose, so baby, baby, let's go for it.
Come on, let's go for it.
From as deep as the sky, no goal that's too high. No, we're not gonna stop until we reach the top.
Go for it.
With lies they tarnish you, try to abolish you. Spin your good deeds until they become bad news. They match your name with shame. They point and laugh at you that nobody knows their name. You feel beaten. Don't have the strength needed to carry on. Comes down to love and do.
on, let's go for it. We got nothing to lose, so baby, baby, let's go for it. Come on, let's go for it. We burst into the club, we stop tearing it up. Get in line, we to hit the club. You see this girl showing me love. Get it, get it. You see that baby shed in line, we to hit the club. You see this girl showing me love. Get it, get it. Cause all she wanna do is work. All we wanna do is work. Sound his box, film and twerk. All we wanna do is party. Get your hands up in the air. Wave them high side to side. Now just let the doctor hear. You say get it, get it. Come on now, get it, get it. Say it with me, get it, get it. Yo, film and go.
This one, in the words of Patrick Swayze, it'll get worse before it gets better.